ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble question, which a lot of people ask, and which is a very, interesting. And that question is the virtues of thankfulness and the virtues of a thankful person. Thankfulness is one of the virtues which has been encouraged in many verses of the Holy Quran. There is a famous verse in the Holy Quran which says, "Fadhkuruni adhkurukum washkuruli wala takfurun." Remember me and I will remember you, and thank me and do not be ungrateful to me. This is one verse in which Allah Ta'ala, He encouraged us to be thankful. Another verse in the Holy Quran in which thankfulness has been encouraged is the following: rather, worship Allah and be among the thankful ones. Balillah fa'abud wa kun minash shakirin. Rather, worship Allah and be among the thankful ones. Right, so thankfulness is a virtue which has been encouraged in the Holy Quran. Another A verse of the Holy Quran, we read, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُورِ. That's a famous verse. And very few of my servants are truly thankful. Right. So this also indicates not only the virtues of thankfulness, but also how difficult it is to truly be thankful. But the question we want to ask is, what are the virtues of the thankful person? It has been narrated in the Misbah al-Sharia, a very famous work of ethics, that if there was to be an act of worship for Allah's sincere servants to carry out, better in the sight of Allah than thanksgiving to Him in every situation, He would have definitely singled out these worshippers for a mention from amongst the rest of creation for their carrying out this special act of worship, and for the very fact that there is no better act of worship than it, meaning thanksgiving, He has distinguished it from all other acts of worship and has distinguished those who practice it, saying, and very few of my servants are truly thankful. Meaning, this, the gist of this, what has been written here in Misbah al-Sharia is this, that thankfulness is such a great virtue, it's so virtuous, right, that Allah singles it out from amongst all of the other virtues and mentions it, right, and says that it's so difficult to achieve. Obviously, the more virtuous a virtue is, the more difficult it is to achieve that and to attain that. Here God Almighty is saying in this verse that thankfulness is so virtuous, so difficult to achieve, that only very few of, God's servants are able to achieve, true thankfulness. In virtue of thankfulness, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam has been reported to have said, "The thankful person prospers more as a result of his thanks than as a result of the bounty which incited the thanks, because bounties are sources of delight in this world, whereas to thank brings bounties in this world and in the hereafter." It's also been reported that Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam said, "None but the thankful one knows the true worth of a bounty, and none but the one with inner knowledge or Gnostic knowledge is truly thankful for a bounty." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of the thankful person and thankfulness. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.